Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. We've discussed trees that grew in the chatzer, and we said that the fruit is basically kavua from the second that it comes off of the tree. Now, what if the tree trunk and roots are in one place, but the branches and the fruit are in another? That is the subject of our Mishnah. Mishnah Yud says, Te'ena shiyomedes bechatzer, v'no talagina. We have a fig tree that it is planted in the courtyard, its roots are in the courtyard, its trunk is in the courtyard, but it leans over the wall such that the branches and the fruit are, or at least some of the branches and the fruit, right, are in the garden. The garden is certainly not Kovei LeMaestros. So what if you're in the garden and the fruits and the branches are right in front of you? Can you pick off a fig and eat it? Can you pick off five figs and eat them? So the Mishnah says, Ochel Kedarko Potter. You can eat it however you want, no problem. Because we follow for the purposes of this halacha, of the question of Kviyos LeMaestros, we follow where the fruit is, where the fruit is growing. Not where the tree is, but where the fruit is. And in this case, the fruits are growing in the garden. The inverse is also true. Omedes bagina v'noto l'chatzer. If the tree is growing in the garden, but it hangs over the fence such that the fruits are growing in the chatzer, ochel achas achas pater. You can eat one at a time and be pater, because that way you're kind of evading the kvius, picking one and eat it. But v'imtzei rav chayev. But if you have two at a time, then you have fruits that grew in the chatzer and are therefore kavua, and therefore you cannot eat them without first taking trumas maestros. Now, once we have kind of introduced this idea of a tree that is hanging over the border where the roots and the trunk are in one area and the branches and the fruit are in another, we're going to discuss several other halachos where this has a ramification, where it matters whether where the tree is or where the top is, and we need to know which one to follow. So the first case, the second case in our Mishnah, is what about a tree that is on the border of Eretz Yisrael? And the issue, of course, is that fruits that grow within Eretz Yisrael are chayiv in trumas maestros, and fruits that grow outside Eretz Yisrael aren't chayiv in trumas maestros, right? The trumas maestros are mitzvos atzilus ba'aretz, and they're not obligated in chutz la'aretz, which is why in America we don't take trumas maestros. So what if there's a tree that's on the border? Omedes ba'aretz, v'nota l'chutz la'aretz. There is a tree that is growing in Eretz Yisrael, but the fruit is hanging, the branches are hanging over the border, and the fruit is growing in chutz la'aretz, or the inverse. B'chutz la'aretz, b'notz la'aretz. We have a tree that is planted in chutz la'aretz. The trunk and the branch and the roots are in chutz la'aretz, but the fruit hangs over and grows in Eretz Yisrael. So in the case of chiyuv maestros, hakol holech achar ha'ikar. We follow the root, the trunk, where the tree is growing, not the fruit, the tree. And the tree, if it's growing, so the tree is growing in Eretz Yisrael, even if the fruits are hanging over into Chutz La'aretz, you have to go into Chutz La'aretz to harvest them, they are still Eretz Yisrael fruits and they're chayiv in maestros. If the tree is in Chutz La'aretz and hanging into Eretz Yisrael, even though you're picking the fruits in Eretz Yisrael, they are not chayiv in trumas maestros because they are peros Chutz La'aretz. The second halacha is that of batei arichoma. Now, typically, land in Eretz Yisrael is not sold permanently. When you sell land in Eretz Yisrael, it is only sold until Yovel. Yovel comes, and all the land returns to its previous owner, to the owner who has a family inheritance on that land. The exception to this is houses in a walled city, batei arichoma. Houses in a walled city, from the moment of sale, the original owner has 1 year to buy it back. During that year, he is entitled to buy it back, and the purchaser has to sell it back to him. But if that year passes and he has not redeemed his house, then the sale is permanent. So the question that we're going to deal with here is, if there is a tree that is planted in a walled city, but it is hanging out of the walled city, or the inverse. It is planted outside the walled city, but it is hanging over into the walled city. So do we consider the tree to be in the walled city or out of the walled city? And so the Mishnah says, Ubati arechoma, and with regard to houses, or in this case, trees, within a walled city, hakol holech achar ha'ikar. Here too, it follows the root and the trunk, right? So wherever it is planted, that's where it is. And whether we're the branches and the fruit hang over to isn't relevant to us, doesn't really matter for this halacha. The third case, or the fourth case rather, is Ir Miklat. An Ir Miklat, a city of refuge, refers to the halacha of an accidental killer. If a person kills somebody by accident, so then the halacha is, the Torah talks about this concept of a Goel Hadam. A Goel Hadam is the relative of the dead person who is entitled to avenge the death of his relative by killing the killer, even though it was an accident. So the accidental killer runs to the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. Now, while he is in the Ir Miklat, he is safe, he is protected, and the Goel Hadam is not allowed to kill him, as long as he doesn't leave. If he leaves the Ir Miklat, then the Goel Hadam is allowed to kill him. And so it's very important for the accidental killer to understand the boundaries of where he can be and where he can't be. So what if there is a tree that is within the Ir Miklat, that is planted within the Ir Miklat, but its branches grow up and over outside the Ir Miklat, or the inverse, a tree that is planted outside Ir Miklat and it grows up and over into the Ir Miklat. So what if you're in the tree, or what if you're even under the tree? And so the Mishnah says, Ir Miklat, with regard to the Ir Miklat, the city of refuge, Hakol Holech Acharanof, it all follows the top. Now the Gemara in Bavli and Makos explains that this actually doesn't mean literally what it says, that it follows the top of the tree. It means af achar hanof, that it even follows the top of the tree. And that means with regard to keeping the accidental killer safe. That is to say that whether the trunk of the tree is in the Ir Miklat or the branches are in the Ir Miklat, either way, the whole tree, root, trunk, and branches, and the area under the branches, is all considered part of the Ir Miklat for the protection of the accidental killer. So if the tree is planted Ir Miklat and the branches extend out of Ir Miklat, not only can the accidental killer stand at the base of the tree, he can actually climb into the tree or even stand under the branches outside what is technically the border of the Ir Miklat, and he's still considered within the Ir Miklat. And the inverse is also true. If the tree hangs over into Ir Miklat, not only can he stand under the branches, which is within the border of Ir Miklat, but he could even go and stand next to the trunk of the tree, which is outside of Ir Miklat, but he's still considered halachically within the Ir Miklat, and he's still considered safe. And finally, Ubi Rishalayim. With regard to Yerushalayim, now we're returning to Maisros, but in particular, Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni is produce that is grown and is given after Maiser Rishon on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. And in those years, Maiser Sheni is brought to Yerushalayim. Now the halacha is that Maiser Sheni fruits can be redeemed onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But you are not allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni, that is to transfer it to money, within Yerushalayim. Similarly, you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. So again, within the city of Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni can be eaten, but it can't be redeemed, converted into money. Outside of the city of Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni can be redeemed, but it can't be eaten. So what if we have a tree that's on the border? Can you eat there, and can you redeem there? What can you do? The Mishnah says, "Uvirushalayim hakol holech achar hanof." It all follows the top of the tree. And here too, the Gemara explains that that is not actually literally what it means, but actually it means hakol holech achar hanof lechumra, that we extend the chumra out onto the nof, meaning we go both directions lechumra. So if you are under the branches of the tree, if you are outside Yerushalayim, but standing under the branches of the tree that extend from Yerushalayim, so then you can't eat fruits of Maaser Sheni because you're not in Yerushalayim. But you also can't redeem fruits of Maaser Sheni because you're under a tree that is in Yerushalayim. And so we go lechumra in both ways. Similarly, if the tree is outside Yerushalayim, but hangs into Yerushalayim, and you're standing under the branches, not only can you not redeem the fruits because you're standing under a tree that is out to Yerushalayim, but you also can't eat those fruits because you are standing under a tree that is outside Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, not only can you not redeem it because you're actually in Yerushalayim, but you also can't eat the fruits because you are standing under a tree that extends from outside Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's l'chumra both ways.